Welcome to the Course Creator Community Podcast. Your host, Mr. Jono Petrohilos, currently generates over $1 million a year selling his online courses. And now he teaches you how to do the same. Along with listening to our podcast, make sure to join the Course Creator Community Facebook group. It's one of the largest and most engaged Facebook groups in the space. You'll find the link in the show notes. Anyway, let's get to today's show.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Course Creator Community Podcast. I am super excited because we have an absolute rock star on the line this week. And I know I say that every week about every guest, but this person actually is. And she's got the statistics to prove it. She's actually the only person that's been on this podcast 3 times. I've had a heap of people on here once. I've had, you know, a few really good guests on here twice. But this person's on here the 3rd time. So that shows how amazing she is. And she'll be on air. I'm going to get her on every single year if I can, until she gets too big for the show. And she's like, nah, Jono, you got to, you know, pay me thousands of dollars to get on here or whatever. But until that stage, she's going to be on every year. A little bit about this person. She was one of the first guests on this podcast, because when I started it, I was like, you know what? What do course creators need to know? Email marketing. There's one skill that's probably better than anything else there. It's email marketing. So I searched for like email marketing experts. And you know what they're like. They're a dime a dozen these days. All you got to do is change your Instagram bio to email marketing expert and you're an expert. So I had to dig a little bit deeper. And I found this woman. And what I liked about her was a few different things. She had run kind of a blogging business, like I guess you'd say. She ran a blogging business and did really well financially email marketing her blog, or you know, products related to her blog, which was to do with like caravans or RVs. And you know, a lot of the other people in the email marketing space had never even had a business. They were just teaching online marketing because they did an online marketing course. But I was like, all right, this woman's actually done it in a space that's quite unique. And I think the first thing she sold was a book about crap. Like literally crap. So I'm like, if she can sell that, she must be pretty good. And then I followed her closely and you know, she's amazing at email marketing. And I honestly think she's the best in the world at online marketing. So if you want to learn email marketing, go and listen to this person here. But I'm bringing her on for a different reason today. She's recently started a membership site and she's grown that to over 2,700 members in less than 2 years. Like, I didn't even know there were 2,700 people that bought memberships, and you know they're all in this person's program. So she's obviously doing something really good, and that's what she's going to share today. So without further ado, let me introduce, all the way from Orlando, Florida, the one and only Liz Wilcox. Liz, how are you?
I feel great after that intro. I'm going to have to get the sound bite. And like, that's going to be my alarm to wake up, yeah. Right? That's so dope. Thank you so much. No, I'm feeling so good. And I'm so excited to talk about my membership, because it's an idea that a lot of people said wouldn't work. Mm. And here I am like doing the dang thing. And I can't wait to share it.
Awesome. I forgot one thing in the intro as well. The other reason why I like bringing Liz on is she's actually really funny. So even if you don't learn something, at least you'll have a bit of a giggle and you'll be entertained. So I forgot to mention that in the intro.
The most important part. You're going to laugh. We're going to have fun today.
Exactly. Now, I'd love to just share the journey, Liz. Kind of when did you think about it? And just kind of go step by step from idea to 2,700. Before we do, should you maybe give just like a minute or two kind of saying what your membership is and what's included in that, not even as a sell, just so like when we're explaining the story, people kind of know what you're selling. So yeah, do you want to let us know in just a couple minutes, what is your membership?
Yeah. So, you know, that feeling you get when you listen to an amazing podcast like this, or, you know, you watch a webinar and there's some, you know, crazy lady screaming about email marketing, right? Because she changed her name in her bio, like Jono said. And they say, you know, oh, for every dollar you spend with email, you're going to get $40 in return. You know, go, go, go. And so you go, go, go. You log into ConvertKit or ActiveCampaign, whatever, pick your poison there. And then you promptly feel kind of dumb because you have no idea what the heck to write about. Well, my membership, email marketing membership, that's the name, eliminates that problem. I write newsletter templates for you, no matter what kind of brand industry you're in. where it's kind of like Mad Libs, fill in the blank templates. It's delivered to your inbox every Monday, 5 a.m. Eastern. So, you know, you've got all week to write it and send it out. It comes with video walkthroughs of, you know, why the heck you would want to send an email like the one I'm writing. You know, it comes with swipes, little samples from different business perspectives. So you can actually see, you know, yourself or your industry in the template.
Awesome. I love it. And I'll just share my two cents on that as well. The reason why I think it's so important for course creators is it's not even a course. It's not even you go on there and learn. I know you do learn as you do it, but it's not so much, you know, learning and ideas. You actually get the template and you can fill it in there. And then on top of that, should we mention price, Liz, or should we not, because it might date it if someone listens to it later or whatever, or what do you want to do there?
Yeah, let's mention the price. So that's cool. One of my favorite things. It's $9. It's $9 USD. And I always say, you know, unless the value of the dollar plummets tomorrow, I don't plan on increasing it. I love that it's $9, and we can talk about why in a little bit. But yeah, it's $9. I wanted to make it really accessible, a no-brainer offer. And, you know, that's one of the reasons why I think, you know, it's grown so quickly.
Awesome. Yes. All right. So if you're interested in the membership, I'll put the link down in the show notes. Let's dive into it, Liz. Where do you want to start? Where did this idea come about?
So I actually got the first idea from our mutual friend, Melody Johnson. I think she's been on the podcast. You'll have to link to her episode in the show notes.
Yeah.
We were in a peer mastermind together called the Dancing Bananas. And
that sounds like something you'll be a part of for sure.
Correct. I'm pretty sure they named it that because I had a dancing banana in one of my presentations.
Yeah.
So she mentioned something about she had joined a template membership. And in my head, I thought, oh, that's exactly what my people need. You know, the biggest thing about email is that what I just said, like you probably feel kind of dumb because you have no idea what to say. You don't know how to connect. You don't know how to market. You don't know how to dance between that line of like, you know, friend and salesman, so to speak. And, you know, so I got the idea. And then, like most creative geniuses, I promptly did nothing about it. I sat on the idea. You know, I had client work. I had other things to do. And it was probably, I don't know, about 3 months later, I was sitting down to write my newsletter. And I thought, oh my gosh, what am I going to write about today? What do my people need to hear? And at the time, I had just signed $20,000 in contract work. I was a copywriter at the time. And I should have been elated. I grew up really poor. And, you know, $20,000 ain't no joke, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's more money than my mom's ever made in a year. Yep. And here I was signing that contract in, you know, a couple weeks' time. But at, you know, while I felt, you know, a sense of security, okay, this is, you know, money for my family for X amount of months, I also felt a little bummed, honestly, because I was building this email list of people who, for the most part, are never going to be able to afford my services, or they're not going to be able to afford them for years, right? I'm teaching them how to build an email list from the ground up. You know, they're, we'll say, you know, 0 to 1 year, you know, in business, a lot of my people. And so, you know, ding, light bulb came on, you know, Dancing Bananas, saw Melody in my head about the template membership. And I thought, okay, Liz, this is the time. It's now or never. You know, you want to serve these beginners, but you're not making any time to do that. You keep signing these big contracts and it's taking away from the people that you actually want to serve. So I thought, okay, well, what can I create? The template membership came into mind. And I thought, okay, what could be in it? What is that number one problem that people have? And I sort of laughed at myself. I was like, it's the problem you're having right now. What the heck do you write? Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, I've, like Jono mentioned at the top of the hour, I've built two businesses before this email marketing thing. They were both in the RV industry. I have, you know, archives of newsletters. This is what I do, right? Mm-hmm. And so I thought, okay, I'm going to make a template. what if I sent a template out every single week? And so nobody had an excuse to not send something out. I know I'm a pro at connecting. I know I'm a pro at getting people to open emails, click on them, reply, purchase, all that stuff. I've pretty much nailed down. So I'm just going to give it to them. And then the second part of that thought was, and, you know, listen for while you're creating your own offer, you know, the second part of that was, well, I know that my people really just need to try this. I know email feels really hard. And it's one of those things on the to-do list that just keeps going farther and farther down. You know, it's like, it's like when you don't read an email and it ends up on page 3 and it's lost forever, right? That's kind of like what email is. It feels complicated. But in my head, I think it's easy for me. This is a simple thing. So why don't I just do it for you? Just trust me enough, use my template and see what happens. Kind of like, how can I dare these people to do it? Because I know once they do it, they're going to love it. And they're actually going to start making money in their business, which is why I'm in business. And so I started writing the newsletter. So started writing it. I said, hey, I'm thinking about creating this membership. It's going to have the weekly template. I said, oh, and I'm just, Jono, I was just making this up as I'm writing. I said, oh yeah, I'm going to do a monthly Q&A, and oh yeah, I'm going to have guest experts once a quarter. You know, I'm just making it up. I'm like, this sounds good. And then I got to, okay, how much am I going to charge? Right. What is that price? And I honestly, and y'all got to know your numbers. I went back to my numbers. I went to, what are people purchasing right now? What is my least expensive product? What is my value ladder? And I thought, I don't have the number of customers that I want. I want as many people in on this as possible. Number one, because the percentage of customers is a very important metric in your business. Mm. And number two, I really believe in my ability to help people with email. So I thought, okay, well, my cheapest product right now is $22. It's a tripwire. And I know it's going to help people, but the percentage of people that were purchasing it, it was like 3-5% over the span of the last 6 months. And while that's pretty average, you know, if you Google me, you'll see I don't like average. I've been on the podcast 3 times, you know, I don't accept just once. I thought, well, how can I get this number up? What would be a price that would get the absolute maximum number of people in, and a price that I would feel excited to say? And for me, that was $9. I thought, oh, you know, $12, you know, that's like, or 11, that's half of 22. And I thought, no, it's got to be under $10. Because I remember when I was in that position, when I was starting out, every purchase was painful. It was like, oh my gosh, should I spend this money? Is this person a scam? You know, is this just going to lead me into, they're going to try to sell me a $500 thing if I give my credit card away? And so I said, okay, $9 I think is going to feel safe for the maximum amount of people. And I know what I just typed up, what I'm going to give them is worth way more than $9. So this is just going to be a really exciting thing. So I put in the subject line, can I have $9? And I hit send. And within the first 24 hours, I had 30 something sales. I think it was like 31. I sent it out to 800 people. So if you guys, if you're listening and you love numbers, you're going to love this podcast. I sent it out to about 800 people. I got about 30 sales. I sent out an email the next day saying, I want to get 100 people in the next 30 days. Like, if I can get 100 people, in my head, I thought 100 people, that's $900 a month. That I charge $2,000 a day for my copywriting services. That's about half.
Yep.
And so maybe in a few years, I'll be able to retire my services because I really want to serve these beginner type people anyway.
Yep.
And so, you know, that was the math in my head. And so I just went 30 days, balls to the wall, so to speak, really hard on email. Oh my gosh, we're at 50 people. Will you be number 51? You know, emails. Oh, we just hit 60. This is so exciting. You know, and I ended up, I hit 100 people in 28 days.
Wow.
Yeah, really exciting. And I want to say something that I forgot. So let's just keep moving.
Sweet.
Do you have any questions or any thoughts on that?
Oh, I got heaps. Let me summarize a whole heap of this stuff down here.
Yes, please.
Let's just start with Melody Johnson. Let's give her a shout out as well, because I think she's a cool
shout
person.
Out, girl.
Yeah, yeah. Go on. She's got a good Facebook group as well. So if you're listening to this, go and connect with Melody Johnson, good friend of both me and Liz's. And we'll speak on off air before about social media world. I met her. So I've been chatting online about a year, Melody Johnson, but we met in person, first time ever at Social Media World this year. So if you get down there, Liz, you'll see ideally me and Melody there as well at the same time. I love the template membership. You know, I think that's such a good idea there. Just for people listening, if there's something you can do in your space which is template-based, that's awesome. There's a couple of things that Liz did like really, really well there. Let me summarize all of these. I think even number one, maybe even let's just start with the validation. Liz kind of said, hey, you know, I sent an email and I made it up as I went. You know, hey, you're going to get this, you're going to get this, you're going to get this. Are you going to be interested? And she obviously got some interest, so she put it together. I personally think that's the best way to launch a product there. I know a lot of people starting off will want to create this course and they'll spend 6 months, a year creating a course. And then that course kind of flops because it's not what people want. And it's kind of like, well, if you just did it the other way and said, hey, I'm thinking of putting this thing together. Are you interested? And if you got no bites, well, it may not be worth putting the thing together, and then you can do it another way there. The other thing is Liz did it so audience-based. She was like, it was something she wanted to do as well, but she was kind of like, all right, what's the problem my audience faces? Right. This is the problem they face. Let me come up with the solution to that. It's not just info. It's not just something she wants to teach. It's not what she thinks they need. It's kind of like, it's what they think they need as well. So there was the demand there. And that also comes down to Liz knowing her audience really well. And then also like the numbers, you know, Liz spoke a lot about the numbers there, about what to charge for it. And if we do the math here, you know, I think if you're charging, let's call it $10, you got 2,700 members, you're doing about $27K a month from the membership on recurring total revenue.
Yeah. So we'll get into that in a little bit. I now have an annual plan as well, but,
gotcha.
You know, yeah, it breaks down to about that. So awesome. It's more than enough money to eat. We'll
yeah,
say
yeah, yeah, yeah. And also like numbers wise too, because there's a few things going on. I think and there's many different ways to kind of look at this. So I want to kind of summarize it really, really succinct. So in the online world, in something like a membership or an online course where it's not per service kind of thing, it's like it's the same amount of work, whether you got one person or whether you got 10,000 people, like the actual number that you charge doesn't matter that much. It's more the total revenue. And I think that's very different if you come from a service-based background. Let's say with some of Liz's service-based stuff, she's got to charge $2,000 to make it worth her time, you know, because she's got to actually go and do the work and that kind of thing there. And I think a lot of people in the course creator space still kind of have that mindset, right? If I'm going to have this membership, if I'm going to have this membership, or I'm going to have this course, I want to charge as much as possible for it. And the value's there. You know, Liz could charge $100 a month. The value, it's worth $100 a month at least. But it's kind of like if she charges $100 a month, will the numbers still add up? You know, it may be better to charge $9 and get 2,700 than it is to charge $100 and get 100 people in there. You know, like the math can still work. There'll be people that pay it. But if you look at the numbers there, you can figure it's less about the cost of one thing. It's more about the total revenue. So I love that there. Yeah, let's continue on from there. So you've emailed out. You got 100 members in 28 days. What happened from there?
Yeah, so I want to mention that, y'all, I did this membership. When I sent that first Can I Have $9 email, I didn't even have the first template. Mm. I just was like, hey, this is the idea. And I literally put in the PS, hey, I'm about to go pick up my daughter. So if you purchase, you're not going to hear from me until tomorrow because I don't have time to make the automation. Yep. You know, like I'm not going to create something that nobody's going to buy. You know, I got to go pick up my kid. I don't have time to make this template. Let's see if anybody purchases first.
Yep.
And the membership itself lived on Google Drive. Like it was just a link to a template every single week. on Google Drive for, I think it was 13 months almost.
Love it.
13 months, 1,000 members. That was when I thought, okay, now I'm going to spend some money. You know, this is a real idea.
Yeah.
You know, this is worth spending some money on to, you know, better organize. Because at that point, I had a lot of content as well. So that was a little bit of...
Let's spend a minute there, because I think that's a good point as well. Yeah, let's do it. So Google Drive, and I guess with what you do, like Google Drive's probably perfect, to be honest. Like, did you just have folders like January 2021, absolutely. Week one, week two? Yeah, so... Yeah, I think that's even great. I mean, it obviously sounds like you've gone to a software now, but even Google Drive could be fine. But I'll share a couple stories I've got there. It's similar to the first course I created. First course I ever created, Liz, was a Microsoft Word document, right? Saved as a PDF with a few unlisted YouTube videos that I took from my phone and that I sent to someone on Fiverr to edit it for $5 to make it look nicer. That was my first online course. I can't remember. I think I made $10,000, $20,000 with it before I was like, oh, you know what? I should probably look into some software, because I thought the software was going to cost $20,000. But then I'm like, oh, no, hold on. You know, there's stuff for like $100 a month or whatever. But I think it's a similar kind of thing there. It matters. It's starting off like that. What's more important is the content. Can you deliver the content in a good way? And I'll share another story there. One of the best courses I've ever done was actually an email marketing course. Is what got me got started in email marketing. Do you know Digital Marketer, Liz? Ryan Dice and those mob, have you heard of them?
Yes. Yeah, I've heard of them.
Cool. So I did their email marketing course, gosh, probably close to 10 years ago now. And it was the best. Still, I think it's probably the best course I've ever done. Was $5,000, and it was Dropbox. Was sent on Dropbox, right? I paid and I got a Dropbox link, which was, you know, module one, you know, module two, module three, module four, and then videos. They were all numbered, so it was ordered, but it was great, you know? And like, yeah, if it was on like Kajabi, would it have maybe looked a bit nicer? Yeah, maybe, but like, I don't care. Like, the info was still good. So I think that's a good message for the listeners as well. It doesn't so much matter what's the best platform, what looks the nicest, when starting off, hey, let's validate it. Let's make some revenue from it. Then let's upgrade the software.
Yeah, 100%. You know, nobody's expecting perfection, right? Mm-hmm. And as if you're listening and you fear, oh, you know, my people need a certain level of professionalism, just be real with them. Say, hey, mm-hmm. this is the first iteration. I'm going to put it in Dropbox, Google Drive. This is what it's going to look like. As long as you set the expectation,
mm-hmm.
no one's going to be ticked off, right? Yep. Just set that expectation up front. For me, it was, hey, this is just a Google Drive. It's $9, baby. Like, what is it? Like, what do you want from me?
Yeah.
Everybody was happy with that. So moving forward, you know, then I had that $20,000 to fulfill worth of contracts. And so I didn't, you know, I wasn't able to push it out as much as I would have liked, but it's kept growing. It, you know, it got to, I think, 400 or 500 members in the first, 6 months. And then I opened up an affiliate program in the summer. So I launched it in February, in the summer sometime. So, you know, 3 or 4 months later, I said, okay, I'm going to give anyone that wants to promote it, you're going to get 50% recurring revenue. And of course, that's when the flood came in. Oh my gosh, Liz, you're going to lose so much money. It's already $9. Are you making any money off this? Mm. And for me, it was a very long-term strategy. Yeah. It's like, okay, Netflix started off as what, $7 or something. Mm. And Netflix had real costs. I'm just a, you know, quote unquote solopreneur. Mm. Like, sure, my business has costs, but you know, like ConvertKit's $30 a month, right? Yeah. You know, it's not the same way, you know, that Netflix probably had to, I can't imagine their costs the first couple of years, right? Like they had to go out and find investors, right? I'm not having to do that. Mm. So I thought, oh yeah, sure. Like it looks, when the numbers are small, it looks like I'm losing money, but one person tells another, you know, 20 something months later, here I am talking to you about the membership, right?
Yeah. Even with that, Liz, I'll add on there as well. Even it essentially means you're getting, if it is a wire affiliate, you're getting $4.50 per month. And some people might be thinking, what's the point? But A, it adds up. B, but also B, that person's now on your list. And I'm guessing you've got other specials and promos and whatever that you will send out as well. So it's kind of like, let's say I do a lot of Facebook ads. I usually pay $10 to get someone on my list, and I'm happy with that because I know, right, $10, get someone on my list, I'm happy. You're getting paid to get someone on your list. You don't have to pay Facebook $10. Someone's paying you $4 every single month, and you can sell them other stuff.
Exactly. That's the exact way I looked at it. It said, okay, yeah, you know, I could pay Zuckerberg XYZ, or, you know, I could build not only my customer base, but build loyalty within that and excitement and momentum
Let me add on that as well, because I think it's a good point. Sure. Not only do I pay Facebook $10 for a lead, half the leads suck. And then and then another half of them just want a free thing. You know, like the people that you're getting on your list via the affiliate are people that are buyers. They're not someone that's opted in for, and not saying there's anything wrong with opting in for a free thing. That's got its advantages too. But I'll take someone that's given me their credit card as opposed to someone that's just given me their email address. That's kind of one. And then also number two, since they've paid you, if they like your content, they're more likely to pay again. So I just wanted to add that in, but continue.
Yeah, 100%. You know, the best customer is a repeat customer, right? Yep. And I know for me, it was, I know if I can get them to spend $9,
yep,
they'll spend anything because this $9 membership is so amazing. Like I believed, as I started building out the content, I thought, wow, this is actually really, like, this is really good. Liz, you found your zone, so to speak, and you need to, now is the time to double down. Mm-hmm. So once I opened up the affiliate program, actually, I got a couple, we'll say, you know, bigger names, bigger than me at the time to start promoting. And that's when things really started cooking. It was, you know, it was this flood of new people. And like Jono said, it wasn't just, you know, freebie seekers, which, you know, I'm going to ask you to join my freebie at the end of this. There's nothing wrong with it, right? You know, I wouldn't be an email marketer if I didn't mention that.
Yeah.
But they were customers and they were excited and they had the trust that they had in those affiliates, they were now putting into me. And so, you know, and then those people became affiliates, et cetera. And the real place where my membership started taking off. So we'll say, you know, again, launched in February of 2021. And so come November around Black Friday, I'm thinking, you know, I've got about 700 people in the membership, I think, at that point. And now I'm really
Black Friday 2021.
Black Friday 2021.
Yep, gotcha.
So I start getting really excited. Okay, my goal is 1,000 people by the end of the year. 1,000 people by the end of the year. And I can see it. Things are rapidly growing. And I mean, it's gonna be a stretch, but I can see it. And this is where I came up with a wild idea. I heard about, you know, like Costco, we know, you know, like the warehouse membership where you go in, you buy things at bulk, right?
Yeah.
And I heard this story about the CEO of the company. They hired some financial advisor and he said, well, you need to raise the price of your hot dogs. You're losing money on hot dogs. And he said, over my dead body, will we ever raise the price of the hot dog? Because that gets people in the door, right? And then I started looking at their business model. And apparently, they sell almost everything at cost.
Okay.
So, you know, they're not really making a lot of money selling you hot dogs, selling you toilet paper, you know, whatever the heck you get in there, right? What they're making the majority of their income or revenue, profits, is from the membership fee. So it's like, and it's only like $60 a year. So even cheaper than my email marketing membership.
Yeah.
And again, going back to what I was saying about Netflix, I thought the same thing about Costco. I don't pay rent for land. I'm not leasing buildings. I don't have employees. If these gigantic corporations are making money off a membership, surely I could do the same. And so I had this idea. where what if I get people to opt in for an entire year, right? Reduce my churn rate because I was, you know, people cancel.
Yep.
What if I can get them instead to opt in for a year, $9 times 12 months, $108. And basically it'll be like Costco. They get quote unquote in the door and they get access to my entire store. Only inside my store, everything would be free because I don't have Costco costs.
Yeah, that's
right?
Sick.
I'm not paying for a warehouse. Yeah. I'm not paying Medicare and Social Security and all this, right? And so I thought, you know what? I'm going to try it. And I emailed my people and I said, hey, I'm thinking of for Black Friday offering an annual option. And with the option, you basically, if you give me a year of your time, I'm going to give you every single one of my products for free. Basically eliminating what Jono just said about, oh, well, Liz will be able to upsell later. I'm basically cutting off my leg, so to speak, in that strategy. And of course, I got a flood of emails back. Oh my gosh, you can't do that. You're not going to make any money next year. That's crazy. And then there was always a but. But if you decide to go through with it, send me the link. And I thought, oh yeah, I'm definitely doing it. And so I launched. It was like the day after Black Friday. And I said, I'm only going to sell 100 of these. That was the subject line. Only selling 100. And it sold out in 2.5 hours, less than 2.5 hours. And so little old me, you know, had just made it's about $12,000-$13,000, whatever the math was.
Yeah, yeah. In a day.
And you know, like, let's rewind and think about, oh, Liz had to make, you know, she had to basically sign her life away for the $20,000. And now I just made $12,000 in 2 hours. And that basically secures my job. You know, I have to just keep building the membership next year, which I was going to do anyway. And so I basically just cut myself a check. So we're recording this about a year later. In 2022, I launched that offer 3 times, did big affiliate stuff with it. You know, hey guys, I'm doing this March, July, and Black Friday again. And I found every 4 months was a sweet spot for launching that because it was just enough to get affiliates and myself. You know, I do a lot of podcasts like this to bring people in on the monthly. And then a few months later, when they are either really into it or they're thinking about canceling, hey, why don't you just buy a year and you're going to get all these other products.
Yep.
And then, you know, instead of canceling or not using the membership, suddenly they're, you know, a diehard email fan. And that's the thing they're doing for the next 12 months. So I'm actually, you know, going back to what we were talking about, like, how can I get them to just do that one thing? You know, it's been great for sales, but it's also been great. My community is full of action takers. And so should we pause there and talk about that?
Yeah. Let's, because I got
and
a couple.
And then we'll talk numbers.
Yeah. Because I got a couple points there as well. So I've never done a year. Oh, I've kind of done a yearly thing on, but it didn't work. Like, my memberships aren't, I focus more on courses than memberships. So I've dabbled with that yearly thing, but not, I've only half dabbled with it, you know? But it reminds me of when I used to run a fitness boot camp, and it was a similar kind of thing. It was like, you'd sign up for the usual model was 12 weeks. Hey, you sign up for 12 weeks. But the kind of strategy I'd use there was like, I'd get someone in for the first 12 weeks, give them an amazing experience. And after that, hey, yep, you can sign up for another 12 weeks. Or you can sign up for a year. I didn't do the bonuses, but like, it was a discounted rate. And like, my retention went through the roof. Because every single person would come back for at least another 12. Like, that was a given. You do your first 12 weeks, unless I completely stuffed it up, you know, they'd come back for another, but they'd sign up for 12 weeks after that. So my minimum, it's not an online business, but it's still a subscription kind of thing. It still kind of works. But it meant that like the average client would stay for, well, the minimum client would stay for 15 months. And that just made my life so much easier. When it was that kind of, and also I also because it was like a 12 week kind of thing, it happened to every 12 weeks as well, which was great, because I think the first time I did it, it was just a yearly thing. It was like, hey, do it at the start of the year. But what happened is then I just had a big drop off you know, for the people that signed up for a year and then did it there. But if you're doing it every 4 months, there's not like just a big drop off. It's just like, all right, cool. You might have a few people that don't continue for the yearly one at that point, and then that point, and then that point there. So I think that's great there. Yeah, that's probably, I was going to say nothing about the 12 months. Yeah, no, that's my major thing there. I think that's just such a good idea.
Yeah, thank you. I do too. And the numbers think it's a great idea too, as far as, you know.
Sorry, I had one more thing I was going to bring up on something different though. How big is your email list? Not including you, just a number I'm trying to get in my head. I think when you launched this, you had 800 members, 800 email subscribers. But now you've got 2,700 on the membership side. So let's say you didn't have the – I guess the question I'm asking is, that's math. You went from 800 subscribers to 2,700 members. Now, I'm guessing a lot of that is because of affiliates and that kind of thing there. But what's like – what's the size of your email list now?
Yeah. It's December 2022, and I've got about 7,500 folks.
Gotcha.
So I think
even that's massive. So you grew your list from 800 to 7,000 in 2 years.
Correct. Yeah. And my goal for, you know, if we talk in a year from now, is to have 33,000 email list.
And then you've got, I'm trying to do the math on this. So you've got about a third of your subscribers are paying members. Is that what it is?
Yes. Give or take? Yes.
Even more.
I think it's about, you know, we can safely say about a third. And in my head, my goal is always 45% customers. So I have about 45% customers right now.
Yep.
And then, you know, it's about a third.
Still a good recurring,
members.
You know, a third of your subscribers on because customers are good. Don't get me wrong, but recurring, you know, that's good. But just those two things I need to share.
Yeah. And the email list has grown because a lot of people, you know, I build doing podcast interviews. I think this is my 75th this year. And, you know, I've got a couple more lined up before New Year's, but also I do a lot of private trainings. Like I've done 4 private trainings this week. You know, and it's only Thursday. Who knows what tomorrow will bring? Yeah, so I think I've done like 130, we'll say, appearances. That makes me sound like bigger than I am. But, you know, podcast interviews, digital summits. I think I've done like, I don't know, almost 10 in-person events, things like that. So even if you don't join the membership, I can still get you on my email list and then, you know, try to get you into the membership or, you know, buy some kind of program. And it's just been this amazing thing. And before I get into like more numbers, I just want to say like, the coolest thing about all of this is I've built something that is fun for me to do.
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't take a lot of time. I mean, the template takes me maybe 30 to 35 minutes to write.
Mm.
And then I was able to retire my copywriting after that Black Friday sale.
Mm.
I was like, oh, I was able to save an entire year's salary in 2021. Mm. So I could, you know, double down in 2022 on the membership. Mm. And I'm able to make promises that I couldn't make if I was taking you know, clients. I say, oh yeah, you know, if you email me, I will answer. If you tag me in the Facebook group, I'm going to answer. And people are always delighted. $9, you know, she does a live Q&A, and my live Q&As sometimes will go 2 hours. I will not stop until people
that
stop
doesn't surprise
asking
me.
Me questions.
That doesn't surprise me with you though.
Yeah, correct. but I just love it. It's just something that I love. It was that perfect sweet spot of what do my people need and what can I offer them that doesn't, you know, drain all my energy. And that has been the most amazing thing. And one of the reasons why even, you know, after 2 years, I'm still growing. I'm, you know, doing this interview now. I am delighted to talk about it and to share it. And I think that's really important to know.
So, and just to confirm, am I right in saying you've spent $0 on advertising?
I have spent $0 on social media ads. I did. So this is a great conversation. I did experiment earlier this year. I sponsored a digital summit.
Gotcha.
And gave away I had never done this. I mean, the membership's $9. I don't feel that I need to discount it, but I thought, well, let me just try it. So I gave away 1 month free, like a trial. Gotcha.
Yep.
And I spent $2,500 USD, and I just added it up. I made about $3,400. So it wasn't, you know, like I was expecting a lot more. I thought I would convert at least 1,000 people to the trial. It was like 150. Gotcha. But you know, what are you going to do? I still, you know, still that's still what a front. Profit of, I, so let, of well, like 800 just, bucks or something.
Let me just get my head around this. So you sponsored a digital summit. What, so you paid the owner $2,500 USD.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
what did you kind of get for, did you get an opportunity to pitch? Did you get everyone's emails? What was kind of,
no,
what did you get for the
they,
cash, I guess?
Yeah, they mentioned me, I think, in every video at the end. I got my own dedicated email. I had a spot in the marketplace or something. It was quite a bit. It was quite a bit. I felt good about what they were offering. I was just surprised that it didn't convert the way that I thought it would. Because I had been a part of that summit before, and my freebie converted 25% of their entire summit.
Yeah, wow.
So I was surprised that the gift didn't. But I still think it converted. I don't know the exact number, but you know, I made some dollars, and the people that did stay, I've spoken with a few of them, and they said, oh my gosh, I'm so glad you did that. So I don't know if I'll do that again.
Mm.
I think in the new year, in 2023, what I'm going to try to do, and Jono, you reached out to me because I told you this, I want to sponsor podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah,
I'm all about giving money to people. I don't want to give money to Facebook. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I would just rather, you know, throw a couple thousand dollars at Jono and see what happens, because he's like, yes,
I'm
in.
Yeah, I'll do that.
You know, I'd rather, you know, do that with people I see growing, people that I know have created audiences of my ideal client versus, you know, Facebook trying to guess.
Mm.
And, you know, Facebook is a huge giant beast. Like, I know these people, and I know if I commit to them, they're going to commit to me. And so that's the direction I'm going in 2023.
Yeah. No, love it. The other thing, like my favorite thing to do with collaborations is actually like EDMs. I usually do it with companies than with people, but I find it works a treat. If I just pay them X amount of dollars to send out an email to their list there, but I keep 100% of the revenue, that's great. That's my favorite thing.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
See,
look
at us brainstorming. I love that idea.
Yeah. All right, let's continue on. So I think you're going to move on to numbers.
Yeah. So that was the first year, and the second. So I did not, spoiler alert, I did not hit that thousand. I did not hit that thousand mark before the new year. But I did hit it. It took me 12 months and 6 days. And I'm so close, you know, and the more you get to know me, the more you're like, oh yeah, if Liz says something, it might as well be like Moses writing it in stone. And so I was just so sad, but at the same time, I was very tired. I was struggling with some health problems. I have a lot of food allergies that I didn't know about. So I was just exhausted because I was just eating stuff I shouldn't be eating. So anyway, I thought, well, I'm just too tired. It will happen when it happens. And it happened, you know, just shy of, or just over that year mark. So that was pretty good. And so come March, about 4 months after Black Friday, it's my birthday. I said, okay, I'm going to do a big birthday sale. You know, this was my first digital course. If you go back in the archives, my first episode, I talk a lot about how that course launch went. I thought that course launch went well. I'm going to do it again with this offer. And a lot of people missed out on the Black Friday offer. So I had a ton of members. When are you going to open this again? Oh my gosh, that's a great deal. Is this available? So I thought, okay, yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do a Monday through Friday because it's not Black Friday. I've got to build up my own excitement. So I'm going to do a typical 5-day launch. And my goal was, I think my goal was 313 sales. I cannot remember why that was the number, but that was the number. And I hit it. I made 334 sales, I believe. Woo! And, you know, I did have an upsell. And so I think total, I made a little over $48,000.
Wow.
Which, y'all, remember, this is a $9 idea. This is a very simple. I had just moved it off Google Drive onto, now it's on WordPress. I don't pay Kajabi. Y'all, I am cheap. Yeah. I try to keep my costs, you know, as minimal as possible. I still don't have a full-time VA or anything, you know, to this day. I'm very minimal as far as spending goes. And love so that. I spent $500 to get someone to build the bones in WordPress off free plugins. And that's how it still lives. December 2022. Yeah, and, you know, it holds nearly 3,000 members and it's fine. So that felt like a great profit margin. You know, I had just spent $500. I made $48,000 back. So the list was building. Speaking of list building, you know, people hear about it. I'm getting a lot of affiliates. At this point, I think I had 300 affiliates.
That's the next podcast. How Liz got 300 affiliates.
That's next January. Year.
That's going to be the
I'm just going to be like a quarterly guest expert here.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think 150 people made sales in that March sale. And what is great about it, as people are promoting you, you know, you get this sort of, oh my gosh, who's this Liz Wilcox character? Yeah. She's everywhere. She's everywhere. She's popping up in little bubbles, right?
Yeah. You might be subscribed to two people's list and both of them are speaking about Liz. That quadruples it. It doesn't just double it by having two people. It's like two people that I respect both. Let me go and see who this person is.
Right. It's like, oh, suddenly I'm Oprah, right? So... But not everyone's ready for that annual offer, right? Yeah, you know, so a lot. I do also during these annual launches get a significant number of monthly, which replaces that recurring revenue, right? Yep. So it's like, oh, I'm taking away my recurring revenue. I'm going to have to save that money and spread it out with my bookkeeper, which is fine.
Yep.
But, you know, I'm getting this trickling of new monthly members too. So it kind of evens out. And then there are some people that, like Jono said, oh, who's this Liz character? I'm going to go to check her out. I'm not interested in her offer, but everyone seems to be talking about her. I better get on the list and see what's going on. So it's kind of this win-win-win situation. And another win because it's an actual good product that people love. So come July, this is the sad part of the story. I was going to do a little flash sale, 48-hour flash sale in July, and I was ramping it up, and I thought, you know, I'm crunching my numbers. Y'all, if you take nothing from this podcast, please follow the data. Track your data. It's so important. It's going to really empower you. So I'm tracking the data, and I thought, oh, if I do just a couple big things, you know, get like, let's say, you know, John and I do a webinar and push this out, and then I get, you know, three or four more people, I think I could hit six figures. I think I could make $100,000 in this flash sale. And I'm smiling right now because it just sounds so ridiculous. you know, this little $9, 108 offer, whatever, you know, you're going to make $100,000 in 48 hours, Liz. Like, that's so audacious. But I was running my numbers and it did seem plausible, if not probable. But it didn't happen. Wah, wah, wah.
How close?
I actually suffered a concussion a few weeks before the launch, before the flash sale, and I had to cancel all of my webinars. I couldn't really think straight. But here's the hero's journey in that. I still went ahead with the flash sale. I had all the emails from the prior two launches. You know, the membership is built out. And I was still able to make a $36,000 48-hour flash sale. Still made $36,000. Wow. And I think I paid $7,000 of that in affiliate income. So I still, yes, you know, that was a pretty good Monday and Tuesday for me. I went to the beach, you know, I was resting my head. And so that's the power in whether you have a membership or a course, really, again, what we were talking about at the beginning, knowing what you're good at and knowing what your people need. And when you get that spark, doubling down on it. Because, I mean, I never thought that I would hit my head and, you know, be a space case for 6 months, but here we are. And my business still grew. Like, holy crap. You know, 48 hours, $36,000. Never in my wildest dreams, y'all. Like, I graduated with a master's degree. As a teacher, I thought, oh, I'll bring home $30,000 a year. And that was like, wow, you're breaking generational chains, Liz. But, you know, it's just like, that is truly the power of this, you know, of owning your own business and figuring it out and, you know, building an email list full of people that actually want to be on it.
Yeah.
And making those connections. You know, you can go back to those other podcast interviews to listen to that stuff, but it's just wild, right?
I think it's crazy. Anyone that's all of that, to have that many members in a membership, I had a lot of people on this podcast. I'm pretty sure that's the record. I know I've had a couple people with 1,000, but I don't think anyone's had 2,700. But hey, Liz, I want to be sensitive of your time. For everyone listening to this, if you're interested in checking out Liz's membership, I'll put the link down in the show notes. If you're not ready for the membership yet, but you're thinking, okay, this woman is cool, I want to follow her, how do we get on your list, Liz? Or what's your freebie?
Yeah. I would love for you to join my email list. You can go to LizWilcox.com. In the top right-hand corner, you'll see a hot pink button. You can click that and you're going to get an entire welcome sequence completely for free. And you're going to see samples of what's inside the membership. You're going to get 3 newsletter templates. And these are directly taken from the membership, all for free. 1, to show you how to get people to click on your stuff. 2, show you how to get people to reply to your emails so you can actually make those connections we were talking about. And 3, how to get somebody to buy directly from your newsletter. And if that's not enough, you'll also get 52 subject lines completely for free. LizWilcox.com, hot pink button. You can't miss it.
Love it. I'll put that link in the show notes as well. Liz, that's pretty much all I wanted to get through today. Is there anything I should have asked you but forgot to, or anything you want to finish us off with?
Yeah, I just want to say, you know, 1, dream big. My goal for 2023, you know, in a year from now, is to have 10,000 members. That's a $1.2 million membership from a $9 idea. Y'all, you can literally do anything. It just goes back to really knowing who you are and knowing your audience and finding that intersection. Don't let anybody tell you it can't be done, because I know you can do it. And I believe in you. And I can't wait to see what y'all come up with.
Love it. All right, Liz, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Hey, course creators, real quick before we get into today's episode, I've got a little favor to ask. As a lot of you are probably aware, one of my goals for this year is to get this, is to massively grow this podcast and get it to be one of the top ranking podcasts in the marketing space. To do that, what really helps is if I can generate as many ratings as reviews as possible from listeners. So if you're a returning listener, if you could take a couple seconds and just give me a quick rating and review on Apple or Spotify or whatever platform you listen to, that would mean the world to me. Anyway, let's get to today's show.